At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
The Volume.
Welcome back to the Bubba Dub Show. You know I ain't getting no sleep last night. Cut my phone off. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk right now. I know y'all been waiting on this day. I know y'all been in the comments. Y'all at work. Y'all been waiting on your notification. When Bubba Dub Show dropping? Well, here it is right now. And I'm sick. I'm sick. But I ain't that sick, though. Great game last night. Lakers lost 108-106 to Hyena face Jamal Murray. Do you hear me? They lied. Ain't nothing wrong with Murray, Cav. He was Euro-ing all kind of that last night. But let me address the elephant in the room. Anthony Davis got hit in your elbow. Boy, I thought you got hit with a taser gun yesterday when you was on the ground flopping like a fish up out of water. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your bones? What a dinosaur milk I gave you. I told you got to warm it up in the microwave, fam. You can't drink no cold milk. You got to be lukewarm. Y'all know I'm in my feelings, man. Michael Porter gambling, shooting the ball like he's Steph Curry. I ain't never seen Michael Gambling Porter shoot the ball like the way he been shooting at this series. Couldn't miss. We know Jokic gonna be Jokic. Jokic didn't even do that much last night. Jokic played like he had a stomach virus. I'm hurt. But the Denver Nuggets was the better team. As simple as that. Lakers shot 18 for 27 from the free throw line. Shaquille O'Neal can shoot free throw better than the Lakers. How in the hell you gonna be a championship team and can't make your free throw? How in the hell you gonna be a championship team and your coach ain't got no more timeouts? You know, you hear me? We didn't have no timeouts last night at the end of the game. What kind of rule you win the challenge, but you ain't got no timeout? Trash. Come on, Adam Silver. Come on with it. Everybody asking, man, do y'all think they gonna bring Darwin Bumpy Ham back? Hell no. I'd have tapped him on his shoulder after the game. You know it's your last game, don't you? Well, if you didn't, now you know. Now you can get your no coaching ass. Oh, man, he was over on the books. I don't give a damn what staff he was on. Man, he could be a Stafford damn bulldog. I like, get your ass out of here. Prince didn't do nothing last night. Nothing. Brought Benson from Miami. Hell, he's still in South Beach if you ask me. Rui, wide open threes, you can't make them. I need y'all to make this shit make sense to me. Why y'all didn't go out last year and get some changes to this damn team? Oh, I know what y'all finna say. It's LeBron. He handpicked him, and you right. But what you ain't gonna do here today is tell me that Bigfoot, glacier face, dye hair paint wearing, he balled last night. Gave it his all at 39. Played 43, 44 minutes, gave it his all. His counterpart, 28 years old. Anthony Davis got bones of a 79-year-old man. Hell, Ray Charles was tougher than Anthony Davis, and y'all know it. Got everybody calling me, Terrell Owens calling me, nigga, go take some supplements and leave me alone. Excuse my language, man. I'm trying to get out using that N-word. Excuse my language, y'all. I'm working on me. Woosah. Woosah. Upset. Couldn't sleep last night. but my baby mama came over. Ow! Do you hear me? Come here. Come over here to make you feel better. Indeed. So y'all can laugh all y'all want. Your team, I don't care. I'm feeling good this morning over here. I'm relaxed. I bet you ain't. I bet you ain't. Your girl won't even give you gas money to get to work. But when I talk about me, I'm feeling good over here. Lakers lost 4-1. That's okay. Now, the big thing is everybody want to talk about today is LeBron coming back. Why wouldn't he? Ain't nothing better than L.A. The weather great. Women, weed, and brother. Where he going? He ain't got to worry about the women. Nobody, because Savannah ain't going to lie that. Oh, Savannah, you see the way Savannah was looking at Bron? We go out there with Jenny, bro. Come here. You sleeping in the guest house. Come here.
Now, let's get down to the game.
Coming into the game, how Ingram faced Jamal Murray, said he had a strained calf. Now, if that's the injury report, and if I'm a head coach, and they say you got a calf strain, well, damn it, I'm going to find out. I'm full court press on Murray. Y'all let them run up and down the court, do what he want to do, catch fire in the first half. Now he in rhythm. Now you can't stop him. No goddamn coach. You just an ex-basketball player. That's it. That's all Darwin Ham is. Maybe he'll go somewhere else and be a good coach, probably so. Never gonna knock nobody's dreams and tell them what they can and can't do. He just wasn't the perfect coach for the Lakers. Now, what I'm gonna need the Lakers to do is go out. You gotta go somewhere where it's real cold at. Preferably Montana. You know who I'm talking about. Old ass Phil Jackson. Go up there and wake him up. He probably drinking reindeer milk right now. Eating polar bear steaks. Go and get him. We need Phil. We need Phil Jackson. Dr. Phil. That's who we need. Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? We need legals. Boy, I swear I thought Anthony Davis got hit with a taser gun last night. I swear to God, when he went down, boy, I thought it was over. And it was. We was never the same when Anthony Davis went down last night. Austin Reeves, you played better, fam. But I want to know, when everybody else want to know, why in the hell were Austin Reeves on Jamal Murray at the end of the damn game? Why? Everybody know that boy can't move his feet like that. Coaching. At the end of the day, that's coaching, and y'all know it. Y'all can sit here and talk this X's and O's and that. Missed free throws and coaching cost the Lakers this series. Now let me give credit where I'm going to give credit to. Jamal Murray. I can't stand that motherfucker. I can't stand Murray. Every time it come down to a big shot against the Lakers, he going to hit it. Now you watch this next series. He ain't going to make a damn thing. But it's something about L.A. It's something about the Lakers. When he see us, he can play his best. Michael Gambling Porter Jr. Shot the ball like Steph Curry. Shot it like Klay Thompson. Shot it like Ray Allen. He just shot the motherfucker. It didn't miss. Then you had Gordon playing like Kenyon Martin. KCP running around here like a damn one-legged rabbit. He hitting shots. So, yes, I'm hurt. Sad. But I don't give a damn about y'all laughing. Lakers and Sam, talk it. I just move on to the next team, fam. That's the difference between me and you. That's the difference between me and you. I know how to move on to greener pastures. That's my preacher. That's my pastor. Coming to me, talking to me about what I need to be putting in church. I just start staying at home, fam. I watch TV Jakes at the house and have my baby mama come over, swallow me up. I'm at the crib, relax. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, I might have lost last night. The Lakers might have lost, but I still won. How you end up? Prize Picks. This show being sponsored by Prize Picks. Use my promo code TRASH. I picked LeBron to go over 27 points last night. He had 30. Yeah, he had 30, and I got rewarded. I told y'all, sign up for Prize Picks. You could be into the money. You watching the Bubba Dub show on the volume. We fired up. We hyped up. I'm going to need some of y'all to pipe down, though. It's all entertainment at the end of the day. So I like basketball. Like LeBron say, just basketball. And you know, some of y'all, man, how could LeBron say that? Man, the man got everything he could ever want. Beautiful family, money, all the accolades. He don't care about what we say. You got to understand that, man. This is entertainment, man. You know, it's basketball at the end of the day. People got life outside of basketball, man. LeBron come from poverty, come from nothing to who he is now, man. Just basketball with him, man. Maybe not to us, because we want to see our team win. But we got to sometimes sit back and be respectful. Now, I'm going to talk it. That's just me. But I know how to separate reality, man, from BS. And some of y'all don't know how to do that. Getting on here saying LeBron ain't one of the best players ever to play the game. Stop it. y'all great granddaddies rolling over in their grave right now. Yeah, because your bad built ass daddy couldn't do the thing these players are doing, but you won't give you the right to come over and, hey, stop it. Some of y'all don't hook a ball. All y'all got is them old ass highlight film. You ain't done nothing else after high school, fam. That's the fact. Some of y'all ain't done nothing after high school. All you got is them old ass highlight tapes. Man, I was cold hell. You were 22 in the 10th grade. You ought to be. Your bones the only one developed. Stay tuned, man. More NBA playoff talk on the way. I'm just getting started today. The damn show might be an hour. Y'all stay tuned. We back. Yeah. More NBA playoff talk. Boston Celtics beat the Miami Heat. Yes, they beat the dog out of them. Do you hear me? In Stanley Earl voice. This ain't God. This the Boston Celtics. Derrick White last night played out of his mind. Man, the Boston Celtics just too much for the Miami Heat to handle right now. Jamisha Butler still out with his MCL sprain. Shout out to Eric Spoelstra though, man, for what he's been able to do with the Miami Heat. That he don't really have that much, but he be getting the most out of the least. Have to give him his credit on that. But man, this series is over, man. When they go back to Boston on their next game, they gonna end it in five. Tatum ain't even played his best ball yet this series, to be honest. Jalen Brown ain't even played his best ball. Tatum ain't played his best ball. Porzingis, I know I ain't pronouncing it right. Y'all gonna kill me in the comments, but Porzingis ain't even played his best ball yet. And they just blew Miami Heat out the water yesterday. Real talk. If the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, whatever it is, Ray Finkel, the Dolphin, dead. The damn Dolphin is dead down in Miami right now. So y'all can might as well go ahead and get ready to go on down to the South Beach. Y'all ain't got to fly nowhere and do all that other shit. You right there in Miami, vacation is right at home in your backyard. But that series is over. Real talk. Pat Riley can put that old ass cigar up. You ain't got to worry about smoking on that one no more till next year. Shit over in Boston. Now, the coach that came in and replaced Udoka Degastroker, the head coach down there, the Rocket right now, this coach has come in and done his job with Boston. I think it's Boston year to win it all. If Boston Celtics don't win it this year, it's over. I think their reign is going to be up. But because I don't feel like the path to the finals is going to be that hard on Boston Celtics this year. There's really nobody in the East that can stop them. Not the Knicks, not the Sixers, not the Bucks, not even the Pacers. Pacers might push them to six games. And I shout out to the Pacers. I like them too. But Boston is on a whole nother level. They're a different juggernaut right now. And for the people who really watch the game, y'all can see and know that. And because I'm hearing like, man, it's gonna be Boston in the Nuggets, or it might be Boston in the Timberwolves. You kind of know who gonna really get to the finals right now at this point. But what y'all think though, man? Y'all let me know what y'all think about Derrick White performance last night, man. Ballhead Derrick White. I thought it was Villanova. And I know Charlie Villanova have a little illness, you know, respect. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying how he looked with the bald head and it gets how he looked. But nevertheless though, we rolling over here today on the Bubble Dub Show 5 days a week. It don't stop. Yep. And if you can't watch me, you can always go to Apple. Yep, Apple Podcast, type in the Bubba Dub Show. I'm going to pop up. Go to Spotify, type in the Bubba Dub Show. I'm going to pop up, and I'm doing what I'm doing. You can go to the gym and work out and listen to me because, you know, I'm talking that talk. And if you're at work, don't be watching me in front of your boss because I'm going to make you laugh. I'm going to make you spill hot coffee on yourself. Then you're going to be cussing in front of your boss. We can't have all that. Now, we can't have it all that now. We're going to make this the number one sports podcast show. We doing it. We working. The numbers are going up each and every day. I'm back in the studio. I know you can tell the difference when I'm in it ain't, but I'm back in the studio this week, and we having fun over here. Are y'all having fun? Let me know. Are y'all having fun, man? Are y'all loving the things y'all hearing and seeing from me? I always say, get in the comment section, man, and talk to me. Any suggestions that y'all want to say? I know a couple of y'all say y'all would like to see the old graphics that I had. We going to get there. We going to get there. But how do y'all see this series playing out with the Celtics? In the Heat. Is it over next game or will the Heat go back and steal one? Let me know, man. Right now. More NBA playoff talk on the way. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Okay, see? Swept them Cajun Pelicans last night. Do you hear me? 4-0. Did you even pinch the mother? Did you even pinch them? No, you didn't. And them OKC ain't nothing to play with, y'all. It's more than goddamn tornadoes hitting up there in Oklahoma. And I'm praying for all the victims who lost their lives and who lost their home. But it's more than tornadoes going on in OKC right now. The thunder is balling. Goddamn Shy is amazing. Way he catch that ball and spin and dribble and stop on a dime and Euro step and hit the fadeaway. Ooh, I thought it was MJ all over again. MJ? Never. I mean Ant-Man. I thought it was Ant-Man. I ain't thinking no damn MJ. MJ ain't played in 30 years. We talking about Ant-Man these days. But the OKC, man, shit hungry. He thin. Not T-H-I-N-T-I-N. He thin. But he balling. What y'all think about OKC, man? Hey. I feel like OKC got what it take to go to get to the finals. The way, and you got Shy, Shet, Williams, Giddy, old Giddy, balling. Just a little too much for the Pelicans. Like I said, they've been without Booga and Eden Zion, who hurt his hamstring. That was a setback for the team. CJ McCullough, he's okay. Brandon Ingram. He's okay. He could be better than what he played. I know he came back from injury about a week or two ago. They not really right back to themselves. Shout out to Murphy over there. Been balling Willie Green. Great season, coach. But, you know, your ass going right down there. What y'all Barker say, right there in Galveston Beach. Going right down there in Galveston and go on vacation. You can go to Kima. Yeah, you can go to Kima and have a good time. Ain't nobody going to bother you. Them damn seagulls, only thing going to bother you because they hungry. Man, y'all need to start feeding them goddamn birds down here in Galveston, man. Them damn birds sick, leaning on that syrup. I ain't never seen no shit like this. And them birds down here at Walmart, down here in the city, I'm scared of them goddamn birds. Do you hear me? I sat in my car 2 hours. Shit. Talking about come on in this store. Shit. Ain't coming out there. Them birds attack. They hungry. Y'all need to feed them birds out there on them beaches, man. Y'all greedy going out there barbecuing and shit. And then don't want to give the animals nothing to eat. Trash. I was them damn pelicans. I turn y'all ass up on them beaches. You gonna feed me? You gonna feed me. Now back to the game though. Shy phenomenal. Shy Alexander is phenomenal, man. Shit, I said by next year, he gonna be even better than what he is this year. Williams over there, you know, the guy with the braids. Yeah, OKC for real. I'm talking about OKC is the real deal over there right now. They don't look like a young team though. They're not playing like a young team. They're playing like a veteran team. They're communicating on offense, communicating on defense. They blocking out, they getting steals. They ain't panicking when a team make a little run or something. They just poised, man. They just poised, and I love to see it. I know OKC, the fans up there love to see it. And like I say, man, OKC ain't all that boring no more up there, man. You know what I'm saying? They got them casinos up there right now. Hey, yeah, go to the game. After the game, you hit the casino and ball out. Yeah, you can have a ball up there in OKC. But that series over 4-0. Congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder. Congratulations to them, man, as well. They advancing on to the second round. Stay tuned. You know, we got more NBA playoff talk over here. We got the upcoming games tonight as well. Make sure you share this show, y'all. Like, when I'm watching, I'll be in the chat, too. Y'all make sure y'all get in that chat and chop it up. Not only in the chat, go to the comment section and chat, too. Like, I really be in the chat chopping it up. That really be me. Ain't gonna be nobody else working my page. That be me. I be really talking to y'all, communicating with y'all, trying to bun with y'all, man. I know a lot of people gonna do that, but I always wanna bun with my fans, let them know I'm real. I'm just like y'all. We ain't no different. Like I said, I know y'all go through things. I go through things each and every day. Like I said, other day, I've been dealing with depression. I know some of y'all dealing with depression. And we all can be here for one another. And nobody gonna make fun of you because depression is real. And if you don't think so, it's very real. And if you don't think nobody love you, I love you. We over here on the Bubble Dub Show. We love each and every one of y'all. We're gonna get it to where some of y'all gonna be able to come on this show. We'll probably do it by satellite because some of y'all be having COVID. You ain't coming up on me with all that. But we're, you know, nevertheless, we're gonna work it out where y'all better come on this show and chop it up and talk trash with me, and also share some of your experiences in life with us, something that we can learn from or grow from, you know, with that as well, man. It's never about me. It's about us. Do you hear me? It's about us on here, and that's why we are growing. It's not just a sports comedy show. It's an all show. We talk about each and everything that's going on in the world. That's what we're going to continue to do. Each and every day, I'm going to keep being funny. Y'all going to keep logging in, coming, laughing, sharing. Share it with your pastor. Share it with your mom and daddy. This is a show for everybody. Tune in and watch this. The Bubba Dub Show on the volume. Got more heat on the way. You got the New York Knicks tonight. I guess the Philadelphia 76ers. Knicks up 3-1. Bad as I want to say it. Bad as I want to say the Knicks close them out tonight. I just don't think that happened. I think Philly going to battle tonight. Philly gonna battle. They gonna scratch and claw. And I think they gonna pull off a victory tonight in New York. And I know y'all gonna be upset. I know Fat Joe gonna be in the stands. Denzel might be there. Even though I know he a Laker, but I think he filming up there with Spike Lee. Cause you know Spike Lee gonna be there. Everybody gonna be in New York tonight. It's gonna be crazy. Tracy Morgan gonna be there. You know, a couple of them rats with them Louis Vuitton do-rags with the bulletproof vests is gonna be there. They gonna be in all black too. Them rats be in all black stealth mode. You can't see them. You can hear them and feel them, but you can't see them. Philly gonna win tonight. I'm sorry to tell y'all that, but Philly gonna win tonight. I think Embiid gonna go for about 40 himself tonight. I think Massey gonna go for about 30. I think Tobias Missing Harris gonna go for about 18 tonight. It's gonna be a great team win by the Philadelphia 76ers. I still think Jalen Brunson gonna do what he do. I think Jalen Brunson will probably have about 35 tonight. But I just don't think it's going to be enough to close out the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm pretty sure AI is going to be in the building. Shout out to AI. We will have an AI on the show soon. I know y'all can't wait to see that. That's going to be dope having AI. He's a good friend of mine. We'll have Bubba Chuck on the show soon. I can't wait for that. We're going to talk some NBA talk as well. But I just think, man, I just don't see Philly going out in five games like that. I think they're going to at least win two. I said it was going to go seven, but the way the Knicks been playing, it's been amazing. Tom Thibodeau is a great coach, defensive-minded coach. Them boys getting every loose ball. They scrambling. They jumping into the stands after the ball, and that's what it takes for a team to win, to come together. You got to have camaraderie. I ain't said it right the other day. I know y'all was in the comments killing me, but you got to have camaraderie, man. You got to be able to go to your star player and say, fam, I need you. Like, I don't give a damn you're going to miss your last 10 shots. Fam, I need you. And Bronson been stepping up. And that's what it takes to build a championship team, man. You got to hold your players accountable, man. Y'all should be one. Y'all should be one. Not when you miss a shot, your head down. Pick your head up. Pick your head up. We're going to get it the next play. And that's what a lot of teams is missing. It's a lot of finger pointing, pouting going on. Not with this Knicks team. They believe. They believe. If you don't got nothing else in this world, you got to have belief. You got to believe I can go out here and beat this team four games in a row, or I can go out here and beat this team in a seven-game series. You got to believe, and it start with the coaches. And the trickle all the way down to the play, all the way down to the water boy, it start. You got to believe. Like me believing in my baby mama, man. I used to believe in her, man. We had dreams bigger than St. Louis, baby. Coming home, catching her with the pastor, I lost all my faith. I didn't get mad and try to go in there and do something to the pastor because I ain't had nowhere else to go. I didn't want her to know that I caught her. So I did other things. I politely went back into the kitchen and got a bag of sugar and put it in the pastor's tank. So when he go back out there and crank it up, he ain't going no damn well. And guess who I messaged on Facebook? The first lady. Where your husband? He ain't work. No, he ain't. He over him. Laid up in my hen house. Trying to steal all my eggs. Well, I'm the fox. Come here. Soon as he came out the house, guess who was there? The first lady and his kids. Look at your father. Look at the man y'all say that God sent. God ain't sent him. My baby mama looking at me. I know you didn't, baby. I ain't have nothing to do with this. I'm lying because I didn't want her to know I had something to do with this. Then she would have put me out. I ain't got nowhere to go. My mama said I can't come back over there no more. My mama got a new boyfriend. He built just like Melvin. Oh, baby boy. I'm scared of him. He an old school Marine vet, about 77 years old. Arm big, like boa constrictor. He's how big his arms is. He always told me if I ever disrespect me, he'll choke me. And I believe. I believe he got war wounds. He got war wounds. He liked that. He really liked that. Got more NBA playoff talk on the way. Get in them comments right now. Let me know you like this show. Let me know what you want to hear. Do you think that the series is over? Yes or no? Be right back. They back in Cleveland tonight. Orlando back in Cleveland. Guess what? They done gave Orlando. Orlando feel like they can win this series now. Yeah, them Mickey Mouse, adventure riding motherfucker feel like they can win. Told y'all, Cleveland, you can't play around with a team like this. You can't play. You got to go and take a team out. I told you, Donovan Mitchell. You sitting around bull crapping around. Now Orlando feeling they self. Now Banchero feeling like he T-Mac. Yeah, Wagner out there shooting threes. I thought he was Larry Bird. Shit. This series ain't over like I thought it was. I lied. And I've been lying a lot lately. At least I'm a man enough to say it. Some of y'all ain't. Now, some of y'all come on this show today just to make fun of me about them damn Lakers. Well, guess what? The Lakers' ass in Lee Cancun right now. They back in L.A.? Some of them at the cookie store right now. But you need to be in jokes up on that this ain't trash. That's where you should be. What you going to do tonight, Donovan Mitchell? Garland, what you going to do? Allen, what you going to do? It's your legacy right now. Make a name for yourself. Yeah, we know about Boston, Pacers, the Wounded Bucks. But we the Cavs without LeBron. Yeah, we ball players too. Come on, watch us play too. What you gonna do? Series 2-2 right now. Back in Cleveland. You gonna barbecue your meal, dude? It's just that simple, Donovan Mitchell. You wanna be that guy? You want to be out of Utah? You out? You in Cleveland now? You in Cleveland. Home of the dogs. Shout out to the Cleveland Brown. Y'all make sure Deshaun Massage Washington keep getting them massages. If you wanna win, I have 75 masseuses lined up for him. Hey, Cleveland, what you going to do tonight? Who y'all got tonight? Cleveland, Orlando? I'm thinking Cleveland pull it off tonight at home. They'll take a 3-2 up in this series. I think Donovan Mitchell going to go for about 42 tonight. He due for about 42 points tonight. I think Allen have about 16 rebounds. Or do you think Orlando got the momentum right now? And they going to go in there and steal one in Cleveland. Like, let me know what y'all got tonight. I got Cleveland. Who y'all got? I got Donovan Mitchell going for 42. Definitely picking them over on Pride Pick. Definitely picking them over on Pride Pick. Get in the comment section right now, man. Some of y'all just not tuning in. We on fire. Oh, we rocking and rolling today over him, baby. You know, I already done cried about them Lakers, but I'm good now. I'm better. Yeah, my last night, I was crying, hurt. My eye was like this. I had that Forrest Whitaker eye. Now I'm back straight. Now I'm back on point. More NBA playoff talk on the way, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. It's the Bubba Dub on the Bubba Dub Show on the vibe. Pacers, Bucks tonight. They're back in Milwaukee. We're Indiana. Close this series out tonight. Or will the Bucks take a stand at home and win? Bad as I want to say this series is over with the Pacers. Something in my heart telling me that the Bucks going to win tonight. Something telling me they're going to pull this game out tonight with Middleton, Lopez. I don't know if Dame going to play tonight or not. I don't know. I don't know if he out again. I know Young is not playing. Will the Pacers go in there and take care of business? Halliburton, will they go in there and take care of business tonight? Put the league on notice that they're going to take care of business. I don't know. I'm feeling like Milwaukee tonight. I got Milwaukee winning by at least 8 tonight. But I could be wrong, and I have been wrong lately. Just on the Lakers. Everybody else, I've been getting right. But I'm leaning more towards the Bucks tonight winning this game. I feel like they'll just win one more. And which is going to make the series 3-2. And I think the Pacers will go back home to Indiana, you know, back in front of Mike Epps, you know, Vivica Fox, you know what I'm saying? The people from Indiana, man, you know, in Naptown, baby, you know, people in Naptown got swag, super swag. Feel like they're in there back home, back in Indiana, from Caitlin Clark, she'll be there. Oh, yeah, Michael Magnesia will be there. Going to be lit. Indiana going to be on fire. Jim Irsay gonna even be in the building. Come here. I need a perky. Come here. I let me Irsay. I let your boy.
But I think that series go in the six, man. We got Dame. We got Dame. We got Youngest. I think the pace is just a little bit too much for them right now. But tune in tonight. I know y'all watching just like I'm watching. I'm watching all these games, paying attention. I don't just cover the Lakers. I cover everybody. I want y'all to know that with the Lakers being out, now I'm finna be on y'all teams even more. Yeah, I'm finna be on y'all neck like a turtle. Scrap business. Stay tuned, man. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. I'm having fun over here. We got some Bubba Dub merch on the way. Well, we got some, what? We got some merch on the way. We're going to get some coffee cups. We're going to get some hats. We're going to get all that. We're going to start giving out perks and all that to y'all for tuning in, my faithful members and all this and that. We're going to take care of y'all. It's like y'all take care of me over here. Because I know y'all see the views. They going up. Now they going up. The likes going up. Everything going up over here. We're going to be number one. That's what I believe in my heart. I know I got what it takes to be number one. I know my fans gonna make it happen for me. So why can I not make it happen for y'all? You know I'm on tour. What? Be in Jacksonville, Florida, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Comedy Zone. Grab them tickets. Come see me. I know you're gonna see everybody else in the world, but you ain't seen me. I'm gonna make you laugh from start to the ending on God. That's on Moses Sanders. That's on Mary Little Lamb. Promise you that. Keep tuning in. Keep tuning in. You will be rewarded. I promise you that. You will be rewarded. I'm having fun today, man. I don't know about y'all, man. I know y'all thought I was coming here crying. No. We're going to have a funeral tomorrow. It's so hard to say goodbye to the Lakers. But I won't. Michael Gambling Porter Jr., I want that elbow tested. I'm telling y'all, it got a taser gun in that goddamn elbow. Way AD was flopping on that ground. Can't even call Anthony Davis no more. I told you, AD stand for always down. But I ain't gonna blame that series on AD. I can't do it. Sorry. I ain't got nothing bad to say about Anthony Davis. I ain't got nothing bad to say about that man. Y'all know I'm hurt. I know I'm hurt. Going through a storm, man. Didn't even go to work today. Y'all called in. Dog, where you at? I got COVID. I ain't got COVID. I just don't want to be getting laughed at work today. Ain't on the cool. I ain't have no money to get nothing to eat. I had gas to go there. So, you know, that's the only reason why I ain't go to work. But ain't nothing like going to work and everybody else eating and you ain't. Then they want to be like, you want a piece? Nah, I'm good. I already ate. Lying? My stomach touching my damn back. But I ain't going to let y'all know that, though. Yeah, ain't nothing like being at work hungry. Oh, man, that's the worst feeling in the world. You go in the break room. Your homeboy got one of them big Gatorade. Big Poway, his wife or girlfriend fish one of them big sandwiches. Pork chop sandwich. Oh, you know Dub love pork chop sandwiches. Yeah. Real talk big sandwich with chip, Lay's, sour cream. You can smell it through the microwave. Got the hot sauce on it. Come on, Dub. I know you want something. Nah, I'm good, man. I'm really working on my diet. Shit. I get back, I still took a job. I'm dying inside. I be texting my girl on them, John. You could've cashed that me $10, man. You could've cashed that me $10. But I ain't been doing right with the money she cashed at me. She been giving me money to get something to eat. But you know, I've been getting 3.5s. You know, stuff I ain't supposed to be doing. I've been doing it. I'm gonna change, man. I'm working on myself. I'm changed, man. Trash Sugar Day coming up. You don't even know who I'm gonna give it to today. This is gonna surprise you. Trash Sugar Day coming up. Stay tuned. We rocking and rolling 5 days a week over here on the Bubba Dub Show. Like I told y'all we would be. Let's go. I know y'all been watching BMF. I supposed to bring it up yesterday. And I forgot. Lucille done lost her goddamn mind. Charles finally finna go on tour. Finna live his dream. Lucille, I want you to go on tour with me. Charles, you know I can't go. I can't go nowhere 6 weeks. Damn, Wendy, Lucille. I'm sorry, Charles. I'm in love with the good doctor. Shit. Now, I'm a firm believer. It would have been some slow singing, flower bringing to that house. Do you hear me? That's the way you gonna tell me, your hub, that you love another man? Never. Charles, you better man than me, fam. You better man than me. Lucille done lost her mind, and I know the people that's watching the show, well, he started, he did. But Sister Lucille ain't doing her goddamn duties. Remember, she wasn't giving Charles none. Remember that? He went out and seeked it and found it. Now, that man made one mistake. Now, she going to ridicule this man the way she doing him, running, got him on a string. got between him and the good doctor. That ain't right. The damn dog are doing what she want to do, sneaking boys in the house, talking to Charles any kind of way. Never. Told my daughter, since you grown, don't you bring your black ass back home. That's what I would have told her. I wouldn't have danced with her. I'm sick of you women in the comment. Man, yeah, that's what he get. That's why y'all single now. That's why you're single and bigger and overweight. Now you want to run down nigga Planet Fitness right quick for the summertime and try to get in shape. It ain't going to work. You addicted to Rotel Dip. You addicted to seafood balls. Then when you get a good man, you don't want to act right. But you go down nigga Miami and pop it for them pimps on them boats. Make it make sense. Lucille setting y'all back. Y'all don't even see it. Storm coming. And you can't ride, and you can't hide for shelter. Lucille gonna set y'all back. Squad business. Y'all stay tuned. I got more on the way. Like I said, trash of the day coming up, man. Y'all pretty sure. Nah, y'all don't even know who I'm gonna give it to. Y'all don't even know the show going on. I bet it ain't 20 minutes today. Oh, I had a lot to talk about today because I'm hurt. But I'm gonna get through this. Y'all gonna help me get through this. Stay tuned. Trash of the day for the come right up. I promise you. Like Jagged Edge, I promise you. Yep, trash of the day we heard. And it goes to no other than the Los Angeles Lakers organization. Trash. Darwin Bumpingham, come here. What you want to talk about? You're fired. You can go. You've been relieved of your duties. You can't coach, fam. No timeouts. You could possibly beat the defending champs at home. You was up 20. You was up 20, remember? I ain't talking about last game. I'm talking about when you were back in Denver the game before you was up 20 and lost. Got to go, fam. Okay, now I know you can't put everything on the coaches. I know you can't. But this series, we can put on the coach. Bumpingham can coach. He just an ex-ball player. That's another thing I want to address. Yeah, because you, some of you NBA players, ex-NBA player, played in the game, had a great, great, great year as NBA. That don't make you no damn coach. Acting like y'all better than us. Oh, I played the game. You don't know what you talking about. Hell what you talking about. We talking about talking. You can't not talk me. You might cannot shoot me. I ball me, but you can't not talk me. I promise you that. But that being said, Dorham ass gotta go. Even the water boy, even the training staff. I'm getting rid of every damn body if I'm Jenny Buss. And I'm having a long talk with LeBron too. Come here. You ain't finna keep stringing me along all these goddamn years. You here or you not? Make a commitment. Are you with me or you ain't? Well, I want to be here, but I want you to draft Brunning. I draft him. His ass ain't going to play, but I draft him. Going to the D-League. We're going to develop Brunning. Then we'll see how he develop. Then we can see about getting him on the court. The only court he'll get on for me is the practice court. I'm trying to win games. We Lakers. We win championships. We ain't here for play. Like Stanley say, I might sell them a sucking job, but I very don't play. That's my trash of the day. Hurt, y'all. Hurt. We're coming to you again tomorrow. We're coming to you each and every day on this show. You know how we get down. I'll see y'all again tomorrow. Hope y'all enjoyed this show. It's your boy, Dub. Peace.
The Volume.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.